the Rumi related verses and tales I'm going to mention today are my easy English translation from a book titled Manaqib al-Arifin, which means the feats of the knowers of God. The author Shamsuddin Ahmad Aflaki is a famous biographer in Iranian literature. He wrote his book in 1353, 80 years after Rumi's death, with the help and the order of Rumi's grandson. I only read the verses that Aflaki states that a specific poem was composed by Rumi next to that verse. I steered clear from the tales which Aflaki tries to relate miracles to Rumi that are not believable to me. I selected these tales since there are very brilliant messages included in it, daily life style-wise, for peace and happiness. And I personally made fortunes for my own lifestyle using his wisdom and his advices. Rumi is a well-known Arif all around the world. His messages and his rule of life was analyzed and translated in many different complicated ways. How can I say something new that it is not already mentioned about him? To me, the most important measure taken by Rumi is the revaluation he made against his traditional knowledge, ideology, and lifestyle. By the help of his spiritual preceptor, Shamse Tabrizi, Rumi turned his back to believing in hatred, revenge, and punishment. And he opened his arms to peace, love, and care. He learned that you must be in love with the God, not just being scared of him. If he could do that, why can't I? The next song will be Masnavi and Mastan Rao Nigar. Masnavi is the same verses from the beginning of his famous book Masnavi. And Mastan Rao Nigar is a rhythmic piece after the poetry that it says, برخیز و مستان را نگر در مست ما آویخته افکنده عقل و عافیت و در بلا آویخته عشق او توی سلطان من از بهر من داری بزن روشن ندارد خانه را قندیل نا آویخته برجه طرب را ساز کن عیش و سما آغاز کن خوش نیست آن دف سرنگون نی بی نوا آویخته دف دل گشاید بسته را نی جان فزاید خسته را این جان فزا چون بسته شد وان دل گشا آویخته The sound of the Ney is the sound of love. Ney has two talking sides. One side is in God's lips and one side in human's lips. That's the path that those two priests could join each other. Stand up and start a Soma or Sufi dance. It's no good that the deaf be hanged on the wall and the nay imprisoned in the case. Since deaf dissolves your depression and nay heals your wounds.
Thank you.
I always notice that there is a confusion about the Sufi and the Arif terminologies, as I believe the final destination could be the same, but Arif is a person who earns this level of knowledge to know God, and this wisdom comes to you after you will know yourself through a deep search about the philosophy of life. Most of Arifs are also well-knowledge about the common sciences of their time. Attar Nishaburi and Rumi are Arif samples. A Sufi is a person who wants to know himself and also God, but he does it by the help of a spiritual preceptor and follows his orders without question. It is not necessary to be well-knowledge about philosophy and other common sciences of your time to become a Sufi. In other words, a Sufi's goal is becoming an Arif. One day, this dervish, or so-called Sufi person, came to Rumi and asked him, "What is the most important adjective of an Arif person?" Rumi answered, "Arif is a person that displeasures and bad news won't darken the calmness of his mind, and his soul dissolves all displeasures and always stays calm and in peace." The next song is called Andakandak. Andakandak jam emastan mirasand, Andakandak mey parastan mirasand. دل نوازان ناز نازان در رهند، گل ازاران از گلستان می رسند. اندک اندک زین جهان هست و نیست، نیستان رفتند و هستان می رسند. Little by little, drunk people are gathering. Those in love people who want to drink more and more glasses of knowledge. The knowledge of God. Little by little, their souls grown up and they really become alive. Little by little, the spiritual life is rising from the physical one. This day, Sultan Walad, Rumi's son, and some other devotees are walking along with Rumi. His son is riding on the horseback, and all the others, including Rumi, are on foot. Meanwhile, Sultan Walad starts talking. Oh God, thanks for all these treasures that you offered us. With this many devotees and real believers, it looks like all the world is under our spiritual control and nobody could challenge our ideas. Rumi stops, looks at him and says, Son, get off the horseback and walk with us. That is what makes you think you are higher than the others and makes you to lose your wisdom. The next song is called Man Masto To Divane. من مست و تو دیوانه ما را که برد خانه صد بار تو را گفتم کم زن دو سه پیمانه در شهر یکی کس را هوشیار نمی بینم هر یک بتر از دیگر شوریده و دیوانه از خانه برون رفتم مستیم به پیش آمد در هر نظرش مزمر صد گلشن و کاشانه چون کشتی بیلنگر کج می شد و مج می شد و از حسرت او مرده صد عاقل فرزانه گفتم ز کجایی تو تسخر زد و گفت ای جان نیمیم ز ترکستان نیمیم ز فرغانه نیمیم ز آب و گل نیمیم ز جان و دل نیمیم لب دریا و نیمی همه دردانه. On the way home, I saw this man drunk of the knowledge of God, full of peace and care. Everybody were looking at him and wishing to be like him. I asked him, where are you from? Oh, half of me from Rome, half of me from Turkestan. Half of me from dirt and water, half of me from love and care. That's what he answered to Rumi. Thank you. Sultan Balad, Rumi's son, and some other devotees are walking along with Rumi. His son starts talking and says, "What a beautiful stage of life we are living in, that all the people are in peace and happiness, and everybody believes in us and respects us. Opposite the other times, like the time that great Mansur Hallaj was hanged, and the time that Ainul Ghazat Hamadani was mutilated, and so many other great people were harmed for having a similar ideology." Rumi says, "My son, they were lovers. Lovers are refractors. They do not obey the lifestyle routines, and therefore they always carry pains and sufferings. This is the rule of their life. But I am a beloved, and beloved people are always calm and in peace and obedient." The next song is called Dar Miyan Parde Khun. Dar Miyan Parde Khun Ishq Ra Gulzar Ha Aashiqan Ra Ba Jamal Ishq Bi Chun Kar Ha Ay Basa Mansoor Pinhan Ze'tibar Kar Ishq Tark Manbar Ha Begufte Bar Shode Bardar Ha عقل گوید تا منه کن در فنا جز خار نیست عشق گوید عقل را کن در تو است این خارها عقل گوید شش جهت حد است و بیرون راه نیست عشق گوید راه هست و رفته ام من بارها لاو has the power to bring out flowers of bloodshed. Like Mansur, whose blood made him a symbol to Irfan ideology. Logic says sometimes life is full of pains and suffering, and there is no way out to happiness. Love answers, "There are so many ways out that I already have used them, but you don't know about them. You don't know about them." Devotees were sitting with Maulana Rumi in Chalabi Hisamuddin garden outside the Quniyeh. Maulana Rumi was sitting next to a small creek and with his feet inside the running water. He was composing irfanic verses. During that talk, he started praising Maulana Shamse Tabrizi and his great influence on Rumi. Of sudden, one of Rumi's closest devotees made a very sad ah. Rumi asked him what was that ah for and why should be room for an ah when we are sitting together. Devotee answered, "I made that awe since I never had this pleasure to meet with the great Maulana Shamsuddin Tabrizi, and that is a big loss to me." Rumi bowed his head to his chest and made a very deep silence next to that conversation for more than an hour. All the devotees knew that something went wrong with that conversation. After that long silence, Rumi raised his head and said, "You do not see me, Rumi, sitting next to you, and you make sad awe. You are not happy in my presence. How could you be sure there might be something you learn from Maulana Shams and his presence?" I personally learned a lot from this story. I learned to see and appreciate the dearest things I already have seated next to me. The God himself always, my wife, my kids, my good friends, my beautiful neighborhood, and learned not to look too far to find happiness when it's sitting next to me. The next song is called Bi Hamegan Besar Shabbat, and it's in Shams prayer. Bi Hamegan Besar Shabbat, Bi To Besar Nemi Shabbat, داغ تو دارد این دلم جای دیگر نمی شود گاه سوی وفا روی، گاه سوی جفا روی، آن منی کجا روی؟ بی تو به سر نمی شود. خمر من و خمار من، باغ من و بهار من، خواب من و قرار من، بی تو به سر نمی شود. بی تو به سر نمی شود. You are my health. You are my wealth, you are my wine, you are my corruption. The scar of your lust is with my heart forever. Where did you go? Where did you go? I could live with the need to nobody around me, but I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you.